Are you trying to get people's attention to listen to something important you have to teach them? Maybe what you need to start doing is telling a story. Stories open the mind, and now they can listen. So pay attention, listen closely. Let's activate the storytelling part of your life. So as a presenter, you know, as a teacher, and as a parent, I found that, you know, trying to just give information to people sometimes can be, you know, a little challenging for the other people to understand what and how this all applies. Well, I just would like to share with you that something that's made a difference in my presentations when I'm standing up and speaking in front of audiences is storytelling. You know, a crazy fun story that happens at one of the classes I have is called Master Your Influence. And this class, what happens in this class is I'm attempting to get across to the people that they're blind to the opportunities that they can see in their life. Now, I could just say to the audience, you know, that they're blind to the opportunities that they can see in their life. I could just say the sentence and it's over and I can move on. But how many people are actually going to hear that message and do something about it? Well, there's a good chance that 99.9% of the people in the room will just sit there and listen and miss the message. So what I've learned is that when I'm teaching and I want to get a principle across, I need to bring up a story to literally tell the same message. So the story that I tell in the class, my friends and I, we wanted to go and do something fun and crazy. Now, I grew up in Wyoming, and this is one of those way back out in the middle of nowhere kind of towns, and there's not much to do. So my friends and I jump in the car and we head out of town to go find something to do. And we had the music turned up loud and we're leaving town and we're going off across the prairie, literally. And as we come over the top of a hill, we're coming down the hill, out of nowhere, this blur, just this thing runs across the road. And I couldn't see what it was. I just knew that something was coming across the road because I was distracted by my friend talking to me. And so I just slammed on the brakes to avoid hitting whatever just ran across the road. Well, I come slamming to a, you know, screeching brakes, coming to a stop. And I look around to try to figure out what this thing was that ran across the road. And I couldn't see it anywhere. But I did see off the side of the road, the grass moving. Like something ran across the road and it's in the grass. We almost ran over it and killed it. And so we just sat there for a while, looking off into the grass, trying to figure out what was this thing nobody even saw. Well, after a few minutes, it worked its way out of the grass. And what it was a skunk with its jar, with this jar stuck on its head. And the jar was all muddy. And oh my goodness, my friends and I see this and we're like, what is this thing doing? A skunk with a big jar on its head and there's mud everywhere? No wonder it just ran across the road in front of us and almost got killed. Well, we're all laughing and joking about watching the skunk run into everything because it can't see where it's going. And I realize I got gloves under my seat. Yeah. I'm going to do something. So I grab my gloves and my friends are like, what are you doing? I'm going to go pull that jar off. I'm going to go pull that thing off and help this guy out. Well, one of my friends pulls out a camera and says, all right, fine, I'll take pictures of the whole thing. And then my other friend looks in the back seat and sees a bunch of rope. And he announces, hey, if you get sprayed, we're going to tie it to the top of the car and drag you all the way home that way. And so now they're totally in on this. Well, I get out of the car. And I walk down to the skunk, and I don't want to get sprayed. Those things are stinky, above all stinky. They're just stinky. Well, I get down close, and it's stuck in some grass and some sagebrush, and I jump down on the ground, reach out, grab the jar, thinking I could just pop the jar off its head, and I can't get the jar off. And I'm yanking on this jar back and forth, trying to get this thing off its head, and it won't come off. And I yell to my friends, it's stuck, I can't get it off. And they yell, grab a rock, break the jar. Well, if you've ever been around mason jars before, the neck of the jar is super strong, and that wasn't gonna break, and I might hurt the skunk. So I dropped the rock, and I realized I'm just gonna yank this jar off. Well, I pull, and I pull, and I pull, and I can tell the skunk is starting to suffocate from what I'm doing trying to help this skunk. Well, it finally just sits down, puts its hands up on my hands, and tries to help me wiggle this jar off. And he's trying to help me, and all of a sudden the jar pops off. We're literally 6 inches from each other's face as I'm trying to help this skunk. And I'm not kidding. That skunk looked at me and literally said, thank you. In his own little skunk voice coming from his brain. And I verbally out loud, I mean, this is how real it was. I verbally out loud said back, you're welcome, to the skunk. My friend up on the road starts laughing. He's like, what? You're talking to the skunk now? The skunk takes off. You know, he runs away. We helped the skunk out. But I look in the bottom of the jar, and there was food in the bottom of the jar. And that poor little guy, he was hungry. And his hunger got him stuck in that jar. And that jar got stuck on his head, and he could not see where he's going. Could not see where he's going. He's just trying to take care of his hunger pains. And he couldn't see where he's going. And he almost got ran over on the road. Now, I could tell the story, or I could tell the message to the audience. You know, I could say, some of you are blind to opportunities in your life. Or I could tell this story about how the skunk has a jar in its head and we got to pull the jar off and we got to help people see where they're stuck. So when you're teaching and you're helping people and you can tell they're not listening and you can tell the message is not getting across and you wish people could hear you and you could hear the messages you have to help people with, it's time to open up and start putting things into story form. You have experiences in your past that will support your teaching and your principles that you have to share with people. But when you go to tell a story, you know, something I like to do is I like to write out the whole story in all its grand details. And you never want to share all the details. That is a boring story when it's too much detail. Too much, too much, too much. But I write out the whole story. And then I save that copy on my computer. Then I go through and start taking things out of the story. Unnecessary details. Unnecessary details that I don't need to share with people. They don't need to know. But I can help reduce the story down to something that somebody could listen to. Now, your past experiences have lessons learned. And if you were to start thinking about all the crazy things that have happened to you in life and all the ridiculous and unpredictable things that have happened, they literally have lessons learned. And your stories can be coupled with life principles. If you ever tell a story that does not relate to what you're teaching, people will discount you. Because it's like, that doesn't even connect. And boy, have I heard that happen a lot when it comes to teachers and presenters. Stories that don't relate. And so as you go to search your past and find your stories and start to document, just in bullet point form, what happened in that story, and look for the lessons learned, you'll be able to start finding where the story connects to a life principle you're attempting to teach your children, or you're attempting to teach, you know, a friend or coworkers, or maybe you are a presenter and you want to be able to capture the audience's attention. Stories is where it's at. Stories are where heart-to-heart connections are made. And literally, stories activate a person's mind into listening. So if you find areas of your life where you don't think people are listening to you, it's time to take what you need to share with them and open it up with a story. And you don't have to look far. Just start the process of going, I've got stories What are my stories of my life that I can start to document? And your brain will start to search. So have a place on your phone or on a document where you can start to list all the different things that you've experienced. And don't try to jump in too fast to put all the details in there. Just let the story start to unravel in you and start to document what these are. Over the years, I've found like over 92 different crazy fun stories in my life that I can use in presentations or to get my point across with my kids or friends or family or people at work. But I'm the one who has to go search and find the stories. Then I go back and write down some details. Then I also look for the lesson learned. And those are all sitting there in my inventory of stories. Then when I need to teach a principle, I can come back here to the story and find out which one of these stories is going to help me get that principle across. If you are struggling getting your point across, switch to using stories. And when they're personal stories, they become passionate messages. Personal stories create passionate messages, and then you can open up people's hearts, but then open up their minds. And now some good, real communication can happen. So if you like telling stories, I think something you may want to consider is learning presentation skills. Because boy, with presentation skills and storytelling skills, you can move the people. Now, I have a course here in Salt Lake City, Utah called Present Yourself. And it's a 3-day course I think you would absolutely enjoy in knowing how to improve your presentation abilities. So click the link here below and check out the course and hope to see you there. I mean, it can literally change your life as you begin to move the masses. Now, something else you may want to consider is my monthly mentoring program. If you'd like to be trained on how to upgrade your thinking and how to manage your emotions, click the link below about my monthly mentoring. Very, very affordable and life-changing.